Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take. What's up? It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Derek Piper, Kyle Tost. Lante out again, going to be out for a few days. We miss our buddy. He'll be back. In a few, we'll fill you in more as we go along, but he's doing okay. But we do miss our guy. But Kyle's holding it down for us, and we got a lot of hoops once again to talk about. I mean, that's kind of the daily thing, which I'm not bothered by. I don't think Kyle is either. And while we're looking forward to a big one on the men's side tomorrow, Illinois and Indiana here in Champaign, you got that same clash on the women's side tonight. Also here in Champaign, a huge game for Shauna Green and her program. Two teams that are ranked. This is the first time since 2000 that Illinois will be hosting a ranked game where both the women's team for Illinois and their opponent are within the top 25. Indiana, sixth in the country. They're 15-1, only one loss on the Hoosiers side. And then, of course, for Shauna Green, they're 15-3. They are coming off a loss against Ohio State here recently. That was another tough one on the road against a top 10 team. But since losing in Bloomington back in December, I believe, this squad has reeled off 8 of 9, obviously playing great basketball. And it's a big one tonight, Kyle. I hope that they get the type of turnout that they deserve with their play here recently. I think there is that interest. You see the men's team coming out on Twitter and encouraging people to go. I know Brett Bielema sent out a tweet today saying, let's pack this place and get it going. So they deserve the excitement. I think it's definitely there, and hopefully a home crowd can help them against a team that is within the top 10 once again and a chance for a huge resume win. And it's past the point of kind of tiptoeing through. Should we talk about Shauna Green's squad going to the tournament, or can they be a tournament team? No, this is real now. This is a real legit tournament team, and getting one tonight would just even further solidify that.
Yeah, absolutely. How about we get a double beatdown of some Hoosiers the next two nights?
Now you're talking.
I don't think anyone would complain about that. But yeah, huge game tonight. Should be fun. I'm going to try to make it over there. I might be a little late, but I'm going to try to get in the building for at least the second half tonight. And yeah, it's an exciting opportunity. I know that game in Bloomington came right down to the wire. And was a game that this team was obviously disappointed to lose, but now you get them on your home floor. I would imagine it's going to be the biggest crowd in over a decade at State Farm Center for an Illinois women's game tonight, based on the excitement that's building, especially on social media. So should be a good one tonight.
It'll have to be the best crowd they've had in a long, long time. I know that there was a good draw on New Year's Day for that Iowa game, and able to beat Caitlin Clark and a ranked Hawkeye squad
that was
there.
A good one.
In a big game, and also a very good one. Caitlin Clark went off, especially in that fourth quarter, to help Iowa come back. It obviously wasn't enough, fortunately. And we all know how much those rivalry wins matter on the men's side and football. So this is not taken away. Like, a win against Iowa is a win against Iowa. People liked those, as many as you can give them. They love wins over Indiana. I know you've grown up an Illinois fan and an Illinois family. Is Indiana always been, because it was for me, I grew up in Champaign, that was the team you pointed to and said, Yeah, if you're going to dislike anybody, it's got to be Indiana. For me, I know that those a little bit older than me circle Iowa in particular with the Deion Thomas stuff, but Indiana was passed on to me like, you definitely have to dislike the Hoosiers.
It's the same with me. My dad is, who obviously is an Illinois alum, had just despises Indiana. So, I mean, that's just kind of how I was raised. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's something about the Hoosiers that you just.
It's the pants, isn't it?
Yes.
The candy stripe pants.
Yes.
It doesn't help.
Definitely doesn't help.
We do want to talk more, just kind of initial thoughts. We'll break it all down tomorrow, but initial thoughts of the Illinois-Indiana game for tomorrow night, which will be a big game for Brad Underwood's squad as they look to continue what is currently a four-game winning streak, tied for the longest in the Big Ten, along with Purdue and also Iowa. All three of those teams riding four-game winning streaks. Illinois continuing to climb up those rankings. Indiana trying to get something rolling after they hit a big speed bump in the middle of their season. They lost five straight high major games, including three straight in the Big Ten. They did get on the winning side against Wisconsin this past weekend. They just absolutely drubbed the Badgers. I do want to mention them here coming up after the last night's result at the Kohl Center. But Indiana trying to get in a similar spot as Illinois was, you know, not too long ago, of someone that was tabbed really highly in the preseason. This was a top 15 team. If you look at the AP poll going into the year, some thought could be a top 10. Maybe even, I know those around Bloomington thought that, you know, maybe another a season to get back into the Final Four for the first time in a long time. Obviously, injuries are a big part of that. Xavier Johnson being out, their starting point guard, Race Thompson being out. I think you could pick any team in the Big Ten and take two starters off their team, and they would be fighting it a little bit or a lot of it, as Indiana has been. But I do want to circle back and play some Shauna Green. We are going to play Brad Underwood. Met with the media today over at Ubbin. We're going to do that at the end of the show, saving that for the very end. So stick around for that to hear Brad's thoughts on the Hoosiers and just kind of big picture where his team is at coming off this winning streak, coming off the taking care of business win there in Minneapolis. Did want to mention, before we move on from the women's side, we've talked some bracketology this week, Kyle, on the men's side. I stumbled upon today that they do have it for the women on ESPN, a bracketology projection. Indiana, who you play tonight, is currently a projected one seed, and Illinois is an eight. So in an 8-9 game projected in the bracketology, again, you knock off what is currently projected as a one seed. That'd be a big win. I also pulled up some net rankings. You have Indiana number 5 in the women's net rankings, Illinois at 28. So that is in that type of a range. It makes sense, kind of that 7-8-9 range being seeded right now based on what your net ranking says. But boy, a chance to have one that really shines on your resume if you can beat the Hoosiers.
I mean, what a difference a year makes, because if I'm not mistaken, around this time last year, you look at the net rankings, Illinois was probably pushing the 200 mark. I mean, that's just how bad it got at times. And to sit there and be a top 30 team in the net, projected in the tournament, like you said, and with an opportunity tonight where if you get this win, you solidify yourself far off the bubble and really start to believe that this is going to be a team that is going to make their first tournament in 20 years. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big one tonight. I know they got some other opportunities here down the line, but at home, with the amount of excitement that's been building for this one, this is a big one.
Definitely. And on a note for those that are going tonight, it is wet conditions outside.
That's
if you
right.
are making your way from the parking lot. Our good friend Lendy, Raiders fan, sitting back and seeing, you know, are we going to get Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? It's not a bad thing to kind of contemplate and let marinate for a few weeks or months or however long that's going to take. But Lindy says, please remind people going tonight, if they are bringing an umbrella, which would seem like a smart idea, it must be a collapsible one or they will not be allowed in. So make sure, if you're trying to stay dry from the parking lot into the entrance, make sure the umbrella that you bring can collapse. Otherwise, I guess they're probably not going to let you in with a 6-foot umbrella setup that doesn't turn into a handheld.
Yeah, it's not pleasant out there right now, so be prepared for it. But yeah,
I do want to say, looking back at the game in Bloomington, 65-61, in that women's game earlier on in the year, Makaira Cook had a huge night, 33 points, was 12 for 25 from the field. She was awesome in that game. Would like to see a better performance out of Adelia McKenzie. She was just 3 for 13. Of course, she's had a fantastic season. I'm not trying to knock her by any sense, but Kendall Bostic, 8 points, 14 rebounds. She's been a double-double machine here recently. We talked to her on the show last week, and she had that 28-point, 14-rebound performance there in Columbus. So maybe she can get it going again tonight against the Hoosiers. And on the flip side for Indiana, McKenzie Holmes had a big night against Illinois. I believe she leads the Hoosiers in scoring, 23 points in that first matchup. Sydney Parrish, who actually went to the same high school as Luke Goody there in Fort Wayne, she had a double-double, transfer from Oregon, originally went to Oregon and transferred back to the home state before this past season. So she had 12 points and 10 rebounds in the first matchup. And one difference, and that's going to lead us into a little bit of a Shauna Green clip coming up to preview tonight's matchup. One difference for Indiana, who's already loaded, but they were missing Grace Berger in that first meeting. And she was a first-team All-Big Ten selection last year, an honorable mention All-American. She put up 16 points per game last year. She was injured in that first matchup, was not able to go for Indiana. So more firepower on the Hoosier side. Of course, Illinois has plenty of their own, and they're actually going to have a home crowd tonight that can help power them through. But Shauna spoke about the difference with Berger in the lineup and just the thoughts of a huge game, a huge opportunity here in Champaign tonight. Here is your Illini head coach.
They're a lot different. So, I mean, she's just obviously one of the best players in the country. So it'll be a different look for us, another scoring threat. So we'll have to figure out. And again, it'll look different. You know, we know what it feels like to play them the first time, but obviously she's a different component. So
how instructive is the last game for this game's prep?
It's been really helpful, you know, being able to look back and see what went well, what didn't, and you know, what adjustments need to be made. It's always nice being able to play someone, you know, that first time and have that real life, you know, footage from it and feeling from it. So it'll help us a lot.
How just important and significant are these games for the program? You know, big crowd, a big opportunity against a top 25 opponent. What how much do you look forward to those?
Yeah, these are, you know, every game's fun, but these are fun games, and hopefully we have an unbelievable environment here tomorrow night, and people come out and support this team to see, you know, two top teams play, and obviously Indiana, one of the best teams in the country, at number six. So it's great for our kids. This is why they came to a school like Illinois. This is why they wanted to play in the Big Ten, to play in these high level games. So everyone's excited about it.
And how significant was it, too, against Iowa to take advantage of that opportunity when you have a big crowd? And that kind of maybe feeds into the crowd wanting to come out more for more games this season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, hopefully that sparks some interest of, hey, we really helped, you know, in that Iowa win. And there's no doubt about it that the crowd, the environment, how loud they are, it helps. You know, we need that home court advantage. So, you know, hopefully people will understand that and come out and be here in State Farm Center tomorrow night, because no doubt about it, they're going to be an integral piece if we're going to, you know, have an opportunity to get this win.
When you hear that this is the first top 25 game, both teams for this program, you know, in 20 plus years, what do you think of?
You know, it's exciting. You know, this is what we wanted to do. This is the vision of why we all came here, is to get this program to where we all believe it can be. And we're here, but we're enjoying the journey. But you got to take advantage of some of these big opportunities. And tomorrow night is one of those opportunities.
Certainly the girls that have been here know what this program was. But even the girls that you brought with her that just came in, what sense have you gotten from them about how they're handling being in the rankings, being in these top 25 games?
Actually, they're handling it really well. You know, it's just another, they're I think, proud of it and happy about it, but it is what it is. And I'm trying to get them to understand, I think they understand that it can all be gone tomorrow, you know. So what we have to focus on is the process and what got us here, and the day-to-day, just trying to be the best versions of ourselves. And that's our focus right now.
Do you guys talk about that at all, or do you just let it play out?
Off and on, we'll talk about it, just, you know, so I can reiterate to them the focus piece And I also think it matters, you know, maybe not so much for a game like Indiana, but when you go to play unranked teams now, having a number by your name, you know, it's just like when we play ranked teams. There's a little bit more there because it means something when you beat a ranked team to be able to say, hey, we just beat a ranked team. So we got to be on our game. You have to be on your game no matter what, especially in this league, but especially when you have a number by you, because a little bit more motivation for some other teams.
It's great to see Illinois in that standpoint of being someone that other teams in the league are going to look up to and say, hey, we want to knock them off. It's a team that is a big game anytime they walk into an opposing building. But, of course, the focus going in, and Shauna came out right away this offseason saying trying to build that excitement back up and make there be a home court, a true home court advantage when opponents come into State Farm Center. Of course, I understand from the fan standpoint, hasn't been a lot to be excited about here recently. This is a fun team. It's got great guard play. Makaira Cook, Adelia McKenzie, and Genesis Bryant. Those three have been fantastic. It's a team that can really shoot the three. Genesis Bryant in particular, one of the best three-point shooters out there in the Big Ten, if not in the country. And then Kendall Bostic inside, getting the work done. The transfer from Michigan State, who was here last year, has seen the lows of this program, but this year enjoying the riches so far, and we just hope that continues for this program. If you're making your way over tonight, 7 p.m. tip, State Farm Center. I see here on ESPN, says Indiana is a four-point favorite, just in case, kind of framing the matchup and how they're looking at it. But unfortunately, if you can't make it tonight or you're not here in town, it is not on TV, which is very unfortunate. It is on BTN Plus, which if you want to buy the streaming package, the good advantage for that, or at least a good reason for that, is that a number of these women's games are on the BTN Plus, so it's not like you're just buying it for one game. This has obviously been a team that has proven they're worth following, so whether you can't make it just tonight, but also want to watch them when they go back on the road and play the rest of their Big Ten schedule, it would be, and I'm not trying to do a infomercial here for BTN Plus. I think that there could be ways to get this done to put it on alternate channels or get it on TV in some form
really
or fashion tonight.
Nebraska,
is that what it is?
The Nebraska men's team hosting Ohio State tonight on regular BTN. I think a ranked women's matchup would
especially
pique my interest
keep
more.
Keep some regional factors in mind.
Yeah,
but I think the alternate channels, I don't understand why when there's a Saturday of football,
exactly,
you can't have like the BTN alternate or two alternates going sometimes. But then, I mean, we all know what it's about. It's trying to make some money. It's trying to steal some extra coin when possible. But as we've talked about, this women's team, if you can make it over, worth the price of admission. And excited to see what they're going to do tonight. Before we catch a break, Kyle and I am going to mention, are going to do our Big Ten stock exchange for the men's basketball side throughout the show. It's going to take us a while. I'm excited for that project. We'll see. I think we could get through most of the league. We are going to play Brad Underwood at the end of the show, but kind of as a precursor and to set you guys up. So we're going to look at where the teams are at in the league right now, whether we're going to buy, sell, or hold on each team's stock, and kind of have the conversation about where each squad is at currently in the Big Ten. And I'm interested to hear what Kyle's takes are. He said he's got some thoughts on some other teams in the league, and we'll see how aligned we are. If we do have some disagreements, that we will have to iron out. But I did want to mention a few results last night before we do catch this break. Speaking of the Big Ten, Wisconsin at home steals one over Penn State at the very, very end. Penn State, just as they did really in any game that they've lost. I think it was the Michigan game that they really battled there in Ann Arbor, came up just short. Jalen Pickett had a great night, but Wisconsin ultimately finds a way, Kyle. And I know that it's kind of I hate when fans automatically go to the whistle, but there is a little bit something different about a Kohl Center whistle. That's just me, but maybe a call or two went Wisconsin's way late, but they got it done, and Penn State had their opportunities but missed a couple of shots.
Well, of course, Andrew Funk, who, when he came to Champaign, mm-hmm, could have shot one from the 200 level and and made it, has two good looks to give Penn State the lead at the end of that game and clanks them both. It's just of course that would happen. But yeah, I mean, I said yesterday, I thought Tyler Wahl did play for Wisconsin. I thought Penn State would go in there and squeak that one out. They came just short. Jalen Pickett was making every play late in the game to try to keep minute, but they struggled to make some shots. They had some good looks from three from what I was watching and couldn't hit them, especially Andrew Funk. He couldn't picture himself in Champaign, Illinois for the last couple minutes there, apparently. But, yeah, I mean, gosh, Wisconsin, another Wisconsin way to win last night where they squeak out a defensive game in the 60s. I mean, it's never going to end.
It won't. No. I mean, that's just – they're inevitable, at least in terms of not going away. They needed one last night. Tyler Wahl was back, and they were riding a three-game losing streak, but they got the win they needed to stay there in the mix. 4-3 in the Big Ten now for Wisconsin, 3-4 for Penn State. As I mentioned, we'll break down those teams more and the rest of the league as we go along. Did want to give a quick mention to the Kansas-Kansas State game last night, which is one of the better basketball games.
It was awesome.
Happened this season. They're in Manhattan, goes to overtime. Jalen Wilson went absolutely nuclear for Kansas, 38 points. Would have had 41 if Bill Self wouldn't have called a timeout, right. And that probably would have given Kansas enough to steal that victory. But I think to a lot of people's pleasure, Kansas State wins 83-82. They just haven't gotten a lot of the good results in that rivalry here recently or probably even historically. And Keontae Johnson's been – continue to be one of the best stories in college basketball, a guy that missed a couple of seasons at Florida after, I believe it was heart issues, and now 24 points last night leads the Wildcats over Kansas.
Kansas State is really fun this year, man. That was an awesome atmosphere there at Kansas State. I know they stormed the court, which some people were like, well, you're 16-2. Why are you storming the court? But, I mean, come on, man. Rivalry game against Kansas and that with how – great of a game it was going to overtime. Yep. Let them have some fun there. It was a cool scene. And yeah, Keontae Johnson, man, what a story for him. He had the game winning. They drew up a lob for him and he threw down a game winning dunk with like 11 seconds left. That was pretty cool too. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain about Kansas and Bill Self going down.
Definitely not. It's a loaded Big 12. There's gonna be a lot of great matchups throughout the rest of the season. And yeah, you feel good. You root for that little brother. If you don't have a rooting interest, which Illinois obviously does because Bill Self left and wanted to go to Kansas, it's been nice to – it's just fun to root against Blue Bloods in general. But, yeah, the little brother getting one over Kansas, that was fun to see. Again, Keontae Johnson's been an easy story for anyone to root for. And Jerome Tang, year one at Kansas State, he's a hot name there in the college basketball coaching community. Maybe a guy that Texas is going to – look at a little bit.
He may not be there for long.
He may not. He's going to make some bank, though. And when you make some bank, you get to think about retirement, as Kyle's already thinking about. He's into this business early, and he's making the bankroll. But no, on the serious note, I got to tell you about Busey. There we go. They can help you plan for your retirement, which can seem overwhelming. Social Security may not provide enough income for your retirement years, and few employers today offer a traditional company pension plan that guarantees you a specific income at retirement. Thankfully, with many tools and resources to choose from, retirement planning is easier than ever. Get started today with these tips from Busey Wealth Management. Determine retirement income needs. Don't just discuss your retirement income as a percentage of your current income. Instead, estimate your annual retirement expenses using your current expenses as a guide. Figure out how much you'll need to save by looking at your age, calculate a plan, your life expectancy, your expected savings growth, and if you expect to dip into your principal, build a retirement fund, and understand your investment options. With Busey, their professionals, like their team at Busey Wealth Management, can assist you in selecting investments that are appropriate for your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. You can give them a call today, 1-800-67-BUSEY, or visit busey.com. Member FDIC. When we come back, Kyle and I will get into our Big Ten stock exchange. Excited to do that. A lot more to do as we go along. You can always weigh in, 217-359-2255. This is The Drive.
Get ready for the 7th Annual Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. This 9-day celebration features our diverse and award-winning culinary scene with Filipino, Indian, Cambodian, Thai, Mexican, Caribbean, Italian, Zambian, vegetarian, vegan, soul food, farm-to-table, and standard American fare. You'll be able to find a restaurant, share your experience, and dine in or take out. It's Restaurant Week, January 27th through February 4th. For details, go to visitchampaigncounty.org.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
CU at Home has their one winter night the first Friday in February, as the venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home. The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his site, thatarmlessguy.com. Stevie J Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
How are you helping support the next generation of leaders and change makers? In 1 hour a week, you can offer the support and guidance a young person needs by becoming a one-to-one mentor in the Champaign-Urbana Public Schools. Join over 450 local adults who are mentoring children. Check out the website cu1to1.org for more information about how you can make mentoring a part of your life.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Gotta love that sound, Kyle. That is college basketball. Here on The Drive with Tame Piper, Derek Piper, Kyle Toss, we're getting into and launching our Big Ten stock exchange for the Big Ten Conference. For the men's basketball side, we're going to go through the league, who we buying, who we selling. You can hold. We'll throw in the cop-out of, I don't want to take a side. I think this team's pretty properly in position. Probably won't go up, won't go down. Won't force you to pick a side in terms of buy or sell. But we'll go through the league. Start at the top. Let's just get right into it because we got a lot of teams to get to. 14 to be exact. Purdue. Now, this one's a hard one to buy because their stock's about as high as it can really get, you would imagine. There's a little bit further to go. They could be the national title favorite, or I'll just say, look, I'll break it down and then we'll get into how we're going to choose on this, Kyle. But a few notes on them. Purdue, number 5 currently in the country on KenPom. They obviously have a lead in the Big Ten. They're 6-1.
They are one game up on Rutgers. And then most of the rest of the league has three losses. So at least a two-game lead on most of the league, one game on Rutgers. They are fourth in the net, projected as a number one seed, and the clear favorite to win the Big Ten. I was trying to look for a price on them to win the Big Ten title because there are some of those out there, FanDuel, DraftKings, and whatnot. But I went off of KenPom's projections. They have Purdue slotted right now to finish 16-4 in the league. That's three games better than any other team as far as projection goes. The last time a team won the league by three or more games was Michigan in 2014. That was Nick Stauskas, Caris LeVert, Glenn Robinson III. They went 15-3 back when there was 18 games in the league. It's only happened twice in the last 20 years. So, Kyle, buy, sell, or hold on Purdue. And I'll throw it to you this way first, before we even, because I don't think you're buying. I don't think I'm buying, because really, this is a bad time to get in on Purdue. If you wanted to get in on Purdue, you would have got in on them earlier. Do you buy them as a runaway, as the runaway favorite in the Big Ten? Are they going to run away with this thing? And two-parter, do you buy them as a Final Four legit contender?
I definitely don't buy them as a national championship Final Four team. I do think they just have such an upper hand in the Big Ten race right now that it's hard for me to see a team overtaking them. Now, I don't think they're going to win it by three or more games. I'll say somebody's going to come within at least two games, maybe push, you know, if an Illinois can get that last game of the season at Mackey Arena, maybe they're right up there with them. But I think they will win the Big Ten. I think it'll probably be outright. I don't think they're going to necessarily run away with it, but I just think they got Zach Edey, the National Player of the Year front runner. Their freshmen have been phenomenal, and Matt Painter has proven that he can, at least in the regular season, coach winning teams. And so I'll buy them in that sense that they're the clear favorite in the Big Ten, but I would struggle to go further than that on a national landscape.
You and I are on the same page here. I do think they'll win the Big Ten in probably convincing fashion by a game, maybe two, to the point of that Illinois. I would love to be someone, especially that I'll be on site covering it there at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, the last game of the year, Illinois and Purdue. It would not surprise me at all if the Big Ten race is already wrapped up by then, mm-hmm. and that Illinois can go in there and obviously a road win against Purdue, especially if they are the runaway favorite in the Big Ten and someone that's going to continue to be projected as a one, maybe a two seed, even if they slide a little bit. That would be a big win for Illinois, but I don't necessarily think that the Big Ten title is going to be on the line, because Illinois is figuring it out here, obviously. We'll see how consistent they can be going forward. I just think Purdue is set up to be super consistent because Zach Edey's the most dominant player in the country, because this is now a Purdue team that's playing a lot better defense than last year. Like last year, they were a high-scoring offense, one of the best out there, but they just could not defend. And it used to be where Purdue, you could assume automatically, tough team, kind of does the blue-collar, gritty work, whatever you want to call it, and defends. And then last year didn't really have that gritty edge to him and didn't really have that defense either. So I think this team has that. Like you mentioned, the freshman guards and Fletcher Lawyer, Braden Smith, have been really good. But that is my biggest hang-up big picture for this team. And I want to ask you, like, as we sit here, I think we're in the same boat. I think probably a decent amount of people are still sitting there probably saying, are they really one of the three, four best teams in the country? Are they really a legit national title contender? I'll admit, I haven't gotten there with them. But I'm trying. I was even questioning myself, like, what is the hang-up? What is the reason why I'm not willing to go there? Is it because we saw a guy like Kofi here in Champaign be a dominant five, but when you have someone that can either take him away from the basket or he gets doubled and all of a sudden you're just relying on your three-point shooting? Now, Edey, as crazy as it sounds, and we even saw it, I mean, I'm not breaking news to anybody here, he made Kofi look regular sized. So, like, he's even another level of just enormous. So Is it because it's a five-man that you're relying on and maybe you can double him? Is it because it's Purdue, a team that hasn't went to the Final Four since the 60s, that Gene Cady, for as good as his run it was at Purdue, never reached one? Matt Painter hasn't been able to get there. I know he went to the Elite Eight a handful of years ago, but like last year's team flamed out Sweet 16 against St. Peter's. I think for me it is a little bit of, number one, freshman guards in the tournament still wonder whether they're going to be able to do enough. Number two, are their role players good enough when a team, whether it has the length to double and challenge Edie or just has that five man that maybe he'll bang four threes and then Edie will be a guy that gets doubled and won't be able to be completely dominant. And then there is just kind of that lingering, it's Purdue, we've seen them disappoint. What is it for you, Kyle, that won't allow you to get all the way in on this Boilers squad?
I think it's exactly what you said, the reasons you said. I think when you get into March, we've seen it plenty of times, and we saw it firsthand with Kofi last year against Houston, albeit that was a tough matchup. But
yep.
I think teams can better exploit some of these teams that are so centered around a traditional center like Edie, that I think once you get into the tournament, there's going to be games where some of these other role guys are really going to have to beat teams. And, I mean, they've proven they can. So it's – I hate to say, like, I don't trust these guys to do it, but something about, like, is Fletcher Lawyer going to put up 20 and hit five threes in a tournament game? Are these freshmen really going to be what they've been for most of the year? I don't know. And also, the thing that kind of amazes me when I saw it is that Purdue is 10th in the Big Ten in three-point shooting around Edie. As a 17-1 team, they're only shooting 33% from three as a team. So I feel like that's something that could come back and bite them. If teams collapse on Edie, try to take him out, Purdue's going to have to make shots. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe these freshmen prove me wrong and Fletcher Lawyer keeps killing it and
he's
does
good.
So in March. I mean, he is, but I don't know. I can't get there. I feel like it's a situation where, like, they could rattle off the next six, be 23-1, be number one again, and I'm still going to be like, eh.
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm with you. And I do think the schedule sets up. I know we got to move on here, but their next handful of games, at Minnesota, Maryland at home, at Michigan, then a homestand against Michigan State and Penn State, they should win the next five, and they'll be sitting there at 11-1 in the Big Ten going to Indiana. So as far as the Big Ten goes, I won't sell them at all. I'll just hold on their stock. But I think
I'm with you.
I would sell them a little bit nationally. I'm not willing to completely rule them out as far as a Final Four team. So I think we're still kind of figuring out who the top teams in the country are. I think you can poke holes in a handful of teams there at the top. But I'll say a slight sell, Kyle. What say you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would say if there was any team to hold, I think it'd be this one because I don't think you can buy them. And then if you sell them, that feels wrong because I think they'll probably hover around that one seed line and win the Big Ten.
Yes. I think, for their regular season, the resume, where they'll end up seeded in the tournament, I would hold. Maybe long, big picture, like how they're being stacked up nationally, like the end result, I would sell slightly. Got to move on. Rutgers, 13-5, 5-2, number 14 on KenPom, number 17 in the net. Lenardi has them as a five seed, but obviously, their net ranking is a little bit higher, if my math is correct. No, I guess that is about in line, that 4 or 5 seed range based on their net ranking. Sole possession is second place in the Big Ten, and the only team that has beaten Purdue to this point, Paul Mulcahy, Cliff Amori, and Caleb McConnell, obviously a big three for them. Cam Spencer, transfer from Loyola Maryland has – is it Maryland or Marymount? I don't know which one it is. But the transfer from Loyola has come in and given them a lot as a shot maker. They're number three in the country defensive efficiency. They're awesome in that category. It's kind of that typical Rutgers formula of awesome on defense, great with rebounding. They're going to out-tough just about everybody that they play against. And then they have some veterans. They're an older team. KenPom currently projects them 13-7 in the league, which would be the second best record. I think it's a similar situation to Purdue in that they're buying them right now wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, maybe, unless you think they're going to win the league. But will they be higher than a five seed? Will they be better than 13-7 in the league. What do you think, Kyle?
I'm going to sell Rutgers because, and I know that's controversial because I know they've been kind of a fun team to watch. They've gotten some big wins this year, but I don't, you mentioned 14th on KenPom. According to KenPom, 115th in offensive efficiency. Now, I know their defense is up there in the top in the country. I find myself, with a number that drastic, I find myself feeling like that's going to come back to bite them here at some point. I also think they've been in a ton of close games already. I think they've been able to win them mainly because Cam Spencer, who you mentioned, has hit every clutch shot he's had this year. He did it at Purdue. He did it just recently. I think it was against Northwestern in Evanston. I feel like that might start to turn a little bit. I know that they're going to probably win most of their games at the rack the rest of the year because that place is just impossible to win at. But I don't think they're going to be, they're second in the Big Ten right now. I don't think they're going to finish top two. And I know they're ranked right now. I don't think they're going to be a ranked team all year. So I'm going to sell them. I still like them. They'll be a tournament team, but I think they're kind of reaching their peak right now.
Yep. I'm entirely on the same page as you. I know that we had a 217 on the U of I Atlanta Link text line asking about odds to win the Big Ten. I was looking yesterday and they didn't have them posted. I do have the odds on DraftKings right now. Purdue is a heavy, heavy favorite to win the Big Ten. And this is regular season, of course. Minus 250 to win the Big Ten.
Wow.
That is paying a pretty penny as far as the juice if you want to get in on that. I mean, if you wanted to bet 250 to win 100, I think it's safe. I think it's extremely safe. But that,
it'd be more exciting to get in on the Illini.
There you go. All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to them. They're coming up next. Rutgers plus 380, second best odds in the league. I don't see Illinois on here because, of course, you're not allowed to bet on Illinois in Illinois. And, man, all that money that people would be bankrupting the books if they could bet Northwestern to win the league. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that. But I, of course, say that in jest. Final note on Rutgers on my end. I think they're a sell for me as well. I might regret it because I look around the league at Illinois, at Iowa. Right now, Rutgers is more trustworthy than anyone not named Purdue because of the defense, because of the veterans. Now, I think you bring up a great point. The fact that they struggle to score, I think that's still something that's going to be hindering them for sure. But, I mean, we've seen Mulcahy step up and be able to have big nights for them. Spencer making big shots. Amori inside. I think they'll finish no lower, in my opinion, than fourth in the league. It's another tourney appearance. It's another great job by Steve Peichel. But and then I also was looking at some of their road games coming up here as you get late January into February. They're at Michigan State. They're at Iowa. They still got to go to Indiana and Illinois. They got to go to Wisconsin. They got to go to Penn State. Those are all tough games. So could get tough for Rutgers. Love what they've done, but I'll be a slight sell. Let's just get right to the Illini next. I know technically Michigan is ahead of them in the standings. So, yeah, I guess let's do that first. Michigan 4-2, 10-7 overall. A bad non-conference for Juwan Howard and company. The losses in blowout fashion to Arizona State, and then they lost to Central Michigan on their home floor. Also dropped a couple against Kentucky, North Carolina, and Virginia. They are 51st in KenPom. I don't know where they're at in the net. I'd have to look that up. They're not necessarily a, I don't believe Lenardi has them as a bubble team, but they're not a high seed. They're probably like a 7-8 in that range. Again, I'll look that up while Kyle breaks this down for Michigan. Long story short, this is the easiest sell on the board, especially when you're talking Big Ten picture. They are not finishing top three. I wouldn't even expect them to finish top five. They're too star heavy in terms of reliance on two guys. They rely on Hunter Dickinson and Jet Howard. Jet Howard was unbelievable in that game at Iowa that they ultimately let slip away. I do think they're figuring some things out a little bit here recently, but I'm full sell mode on Michigan for the Big Ten standpoint. If you look nationally, I think they're going to make the tournament. I don't think they're going to bottom out and be someone that even goes into the Big Ten tournament worrying if they're going to be in it or not, because Hunter's going to help them kind of level level this thing out, although KenPom has them projected 17 and 14. So maybe they will. Anyways, I'll let Kyle get to it. Sell on Michigan for me, especially Big Ten standpoint.
Yeah, I know we've agreed on the first three pretty much, but I mean, I'd be a fool to not agree with you here because I mean, I looked it up, by the way. They're 75th in the net.
75th in the
75th.
Net. Okay, maybe they are a full-on bubble team. They got to be, right?
I think they are on the bubble just because of some of those early season losses. I know they're starting to play a little bit better now, but they still, I don't know if they have any, let's see. They're 0-6 in quad one right now. So that's a big factor. And then they have that quad four loss to Central Michigan as well. I know.
So what you're telling me is their resume stinks.
It's terrible. They have chances, obviously, in the Big Ten to boost it, but I don't trust them to do that. I think you mentioned a big point in that. I just don't think they have a lot around Howard and Dickinson that is trustworthy at all. And I am not the, as I hope many listeners would agree, I'm not the biggest Juwan Howard fan as a coach, so I don't know if I'm going to put my trust in him.
Surprises me, Kyle.
but yeah, I mean, I'm fully selling them. I don't think they're going to be near the top of the league for long. I think they're probably like a 10-10 Big Ten team when it's all said and done, and a bubble team. Hopefully they don't squeak into the tournament like last year and yeah, that was so annoying that they did. Let's just leave them out this year. But
I was dead wrong. Okay, so they are not even on bracketology. First four out, next four
really?
Out. They're not on there. Period. Now that
I thought they'd at least be hovering in there now. But yeah, I mean, if they're already out, yeah, I mean,
from the Big Ten standpoint, being third in the league right now, they're an easy sell. They're the easiest sell on there in terms of like their national resume. I guess as I look at it, you said it, they have no, what's their best win? Is it at home against Penn State? They've won at home against Penn State and Maryland, and that's really the only things on their resume that look remotely appealing.
Wow.
So I think that, yeah, this right now isn't a tournament team. I don't know that I would further sell that because I think that, are they going to go further than 80th in the net? I don't know. I think people out there would be just fine if we did. We had to catch a break. We'll come back. We can either start the conversation on Illinois or see who else is tied there at 4-3 in the league. We got three teams in, Kyle. I don't know if that's good or bad. But we're making our way through. I enjoyed this exercise. We want to weigh in. We want to hear what your thoughts are on the U of I line or like text line. Are you buying or selling these teams? You disagree with anything we say up to this point, or are you with us on those first three? Again, I was way off on Michigan. They are not projected in the field, but we'll continue the exercise as we go along. This is The Drive.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
CU at Home has their one winter night. The first Friday in February is the Venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home. The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his website, thatarmlessguy.com. CDJ Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Frankie at the gym says, "Do you even lift, bro?" Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Big Bad Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow.
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow.
And Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Finishing up Hour 1 here on The Drive with Tate and Piper, Derek Piper, Kyle Toss. Working through our Big Ten Stock Exchange, we're not going to have time to get to our next team before this break, but we will, on the other side of this hour, definitely get to the Illini and work through the rest of the Big Ten. As far as the Big Ten goes tonight, Kyle already mentioned Ohio State at Nebraska, and we were going to have Northwestern Iowa, but that has been postponed, so just one game in the Big Ten tonight, 6 p.m. BTN. The Buckeyes need a win. They've lost four straight. I wouldn't say interesting, but they're a team that I'm looking, maybe it is as a quick tease, a buy low spot on them, but they're a team that is in a mix with an Indiana, I think also with a Maryland. They're towards the bottom of the league that you got to make a decision on, but we will get to that. We got to be able to catch a break here. We're loaded up. Coming up next in the hour, we're going to hear from Brad Underwood, I think, if we have time. We also got Stock Exchange. Coming back, it is The Drive.
Get ready for the 7th Annual Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. This 9-day celebration features our diverse and award-winning culinary scene with Filipino, Indian, Cambodian, Thai, Mexican, Caribbean, Italian, Zambian, vegetarian, vegan, soul food, farm-to-table, and standard American fare. You'll be able to find a restaurant, share your experience, and dine in or take out. It's Restaurant Week, January 27th through February 4th. For details, go to visitchampaigncounty.org.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall.
John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR.